In a small rehearsal space in southwest Kansas City, the members of Making Movies polish live versions of songs they are about to release on an upcoming album. Storytelling is the crux of Making Movies' latest album, I Am Another You. And those stories come from their hometown, Kansas City. Their city inspires them. Their family inspires them. And so do the kids they teach. In addition to being very busy musicians, brothers Enrique and Diego are also instructors at the Matty Road Center, a nonprofit behavioral health, arts, and social service center. Their work there showed them there was a big need for offering music education to the young people of Kansas City. So, 5 years ago, the brothers opened a week-long summer camp and after-school program with the help of friends in the education and music industries. This is Diego.
When we started with this music camp, you know, we're offering access to any kind of music education. These kids were hungry for anything they could get their hands on.
It has grown to the point the brothers had to hire a staff, funded through grants, to continue to teach Kansas City kids.
That's always been part of our ethic, part of our ethos, to stay in touch with the communities that we're a part of. It's like a chemical friend with his curious trends, the weirder wig and the spirit sick, saying if the world goes up in flames, well, I don't care, I ain't never had enough.
Enrique says stories on their first album, A La Deriva, were based on the Kansas City neighborhoods where their students grew up.
It was a neighborhood here in Kansas City, but it's a neighborhood that could exist anywhere. It exists everywhere, actually. It's the kind of forgotten immigrant neighborhoods where the kids are grow up pretty disconnected from the rest of society.
Kids like Humberto Garcia. The brothers first met Garcia when he was 13 years old for guitar lessons. Garcia was raised in northeast Kansas City, a notoriously dangerous neighborhood. As a kid, he says he didn't do well in school and many of his friends got into trouble.
I lived in front of a whorehouse, and there would be like 20 people living in that house. And some of those women had children, and their daughters or their sons would be living in that house. They raided the house like at least 3 times.
Because of his circumstances in school and at home, teachers recommended Garcia participate in the Matty Rhodes program. Despite teachers telling him he was going to be a dropout, his time at Matty Rhodes introduced him to a life away from the violence, drugs, and danger. Plus, he says the brothers in Making Movies changed his life. 2 years after he met Diego and Enrique, they hired him to be the Making Movies roadie.
Because of them, they showed me that there's a whole different world out there that wants to experience a different culture.
For the members of Making Movies, their work off the bandstand as activists and educators comes from being raised in a home where love was as abundant as music. Enrique.
The influence that our family has on the music that we make can't be overstated in that capacity. And I think our family's influence, the music we make and why we make music.
Their parents are from Panama, and Enrique tells a story of how their mother, Eloisa, played and danced to her favorite salsa or cumbia music. And their dad, also named Enrique, who was really more of a rock and roll listener, taught both brothers how to play the guitar.
And my dad liked rock and roll a lot more than he liked Latin music. He always liked the Beatles and Pink Floyd, and he liked progressive artists. He liked anyone who would tell you a story in their songs.
The Chief family would often listen to Panamanian salsa star Ruben Blades. Blades' lyrics and Latin rhythms inspired Making Movies frontman Enrique.
He was a storyteller and it was poetic. That became the biggest singular influence on me.
A song on their newest album, called Verdad, hints to the salsa star's influence, both in lyric and in sound.
Deja de mentir, no No te creo, no te creo, no te creo. Ya basta esto de pedir perdón.
Enrique says he thought of his family, more specifically his grandfather, when making the album.
Through this old man's perspective of the world, we crafted a new album that outlines the stories of three young men, three very different young men from different parts of the world that each face a huge crisis, a huge turning point in their life.
Oye, ya de escribir, no lo creo, no lo creo, no lo creo. La carta la recibí, la tiré en el basurero y se queda. Ay, si te escondes, aléjate por fin, porque ya basta.
This album is a conceptual album, one that their mentor and Los Lobos member Steve Berlin said he pushed for. Berlin says he wanted to see the band's growth, both in their sound and the topics they chose to write about.
But I really pushed hard that they sort of change their approach and not write to this template, but to really write songs that have deeper meaning. And they, to their great credit, they really did it. They came back and wrote not only choruses, but, you know, practically an opera, which wasn't exactly what I asked for, but that's what came back.
And Diego Chi says the album also reflects a connection to a deeper cultural philosophy.
We called it I Am Another You, which is an echo to a phrase from the Mayans that they say, En la quech a la quin, which is a way of greeting one another. It says, I am another you, and then the person responds back, and you are another me. That is a way that they can see each other on a human level. And so when we have an administration that is cutting the arts and they're cutting funding to the humanities, this is a time when, you know, there's a lot of turmoil in the world, there's a lot of fear of one another as human beings. This is a time when we need to be the most human that we can be. I mean, that's why we call the arts the humanities. They're part of what make us the same race. And so our music speaks to that, and I think that is an important message for today.
Reporting for Alt Latino, I'm Vicky Diaz Camacho in Kansas City.
No sé si te acuerdas de mí.